Lord, we praise you that you want to speak this morning, and we want to be those who conquer this earth together with you. Open our ears and eyes this morning. We want to see what is hidden in your heart. This young army that is filled with the authority of the Spirit that you can use in this age to accomplish your wonderful purpose. Praise the Lord. I really gained such a desire to see the book of Acts with my own eyes. I really want this after all that was spoken. God, it's really a book where the Lord is describing many acts. It's a book where the Spirit shows how He acts. And it's a book where this is very much in time. And we have read the verses in the book of Acts, and we have read them before in a different way. We have read them. We have received power as the Holy Spirit came upon us, and now we are His witnesses in Jerusalem, in Olpe, in Zurich, amen, in the Switzerland, everywhere, and to the ends of the earth. This we want to see, because really, what is it good for if the Lord speaks such a word, and we enjoy it, and we go home, and everything goes back to the old way? This I don't want to see. In this time, I have received such a desire. I want to see how the Spirit whirls and works in me. How the Lord gains today a young army that can do His whole will. That not just is strengthened in life, but that it really experiences the Spirit of power, knows it and experiences it many times more. I want that. I told the Lord many times, when I heard this word, this what I have heard with my ears, I want to see with my eyes. The Lord said, blessed are your ears, because they hear, and your eyes, because they see. And I want to see what God speaks, because we have a living God, and this God is doing what He says. And Ezekiel 36, and this I want to confirm, Ezekiel 36, verse 36, I the Lord have spoken, and I will do it. This I said to the Lord many times, Lord, if you speak like this, I do not just want to give me a pre-taste, but I want to have, when I come back, experience this Spirit of power and see it working and how the Lord's work is spreading and going on. This is our part, as we have heard today. Acts 8 was written to us, read to us. We have a part and a share in this work. And we should be people who come to the Lord and require of Him, claim of Him this work. I enjoyed so much the testimonies this morning that our God wants to see how we are burning and how we cooperate with Him and how we want to experience this word of the book of Acts with Him. I said to the Lord, Lord, take your pen into your hand and continue to write this book of Acts with us. I want to be a man that God can use to fulfill His whole plan. For this, God needs this people full of willingness that learns to cooperate with the Lord today. This is very important. And we want to stay in the burden of the gospel as started yesterday. I was very encouraged yesterday to see the eunuch. This was not a small fish. This was not an unimportant man. This was a powerful man. And the Lord used Philip, and through the Spirit, right on time, perfect timing. He used him to bring the gospel to Ethiopia. It's wonderful how the Lord worked. No man can do this. In the economy, you learn time management, but the best time management is the Spirit. And it's good to listen to the Spirit. This is what I want. And this morning I have a burden to speak about Saul in Acts 9. And in me is a prayer that I do not only want to gain people for the Lord that are already neutral or friends. Because the people, the person we see here in Acts 9, he is a great persecutor of the church. I want to gain for the people for the Lord that are hard to gain. I want to gain a bigger fish than a eunuch. The Lord needs such people. The Lord needs for His work such people that know the purpose of God and are able to do it. Praise the Lord. We want that our boldness is continually strengthened when we see the example of Acts. I want to read a verse from Acts 22 to see what kind of person he was. He speaks to the people of Israel there in this chapter, Acts 22 and verse 3 and 4. What does he say? He says, I'm indeed a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel. It's an honor to sit at his seat at the feet of Gamaliel and taught according to the strictness of our father's law and was zealous toward God as you are all today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. What a man is this! I don't know whether you have seen such a man before, but this man, he persecuted this way to the death. In Europe, we don't know this today, such a persecutor like Saul. At this time, he was zealous for God, but fully in the wrong direction. It was a human and blind zeal, and perverted by the enemy, and were fighting against the plan of God. The Lord really needs to clothe us with power and the Spirit. And with the Spirit it is possible to gain such a person. But before we read this story in Acts 9, I want to show that this man needed preparation. Saul was not easy. I'm very sure the churches at that time, they reminded themselves out of this word of Matthew 5, 44-45. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In Matthew 5:44, I believe very much where Saul is mentioned, Acts 8, and we can see that he was a part in the stoning of Stephanus, and he was Stephen, and he was even a witness. He saw the face of Stephen shining like an angel. And Saul, he consented to his death. And at that time, a great persecution arose against those which was at Jerusalem. They were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And verse 3, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. I believe when the saints of Judea and Samaria, when they have seen what happened in Jerusalem, out of this experience, they definitely prayed for this man. I believe if there is such an opponent to the church stands up and prays that all resistance will be destroyed by the Lord. And it's good to see I think they believed. I don't know how they prayed for him. It's not written here. But it's good to see that our prayer prepares the way of the Lord. And this is wonderful to see here. Praise the Lord. And one thing that touched me in this point, it is the story of the Spirit. The Spirit continues to work in the book of Acts chapter 9. And the Spirit knows the whole work from the beginning to the end. He's very focused, not without orientation. And for our prayer today, and for our prayer life, it is a great help to see that if the Spirit reacts in one point, and in Acts 4, we come together on one accord, and we pray as a church for the will of God. This is very effective. And this has also caused this appearing of the Lord in Acts 9. This prepared it. So the Lord wants to make us to be people of prayer that use the spirit of power in the prayer and make it move. We read Acts 9. And the Lord shows us there. I want to jump to verse 4. Acts 9, verse 4. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So they cooperate with the heavens. It's so wonderful to see in Ezekiel 1, the wheels are on the ground, on the earth, but the vision is heavenly. So earth and heaven, they have a cooperation. And this is the point. We cooperate with the heavens, and through the preparation of prayer, we do what should happen on this earth and do God's work. And this I want to see, what the Lord is doing on this earth, that He does the same thing now again. Saul was still in anger and wrath, breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. And he got authority from the priests. And therefore, when he was on his way to Damascus, then a light shone to him from the heavens. The Lord did that. He appeared to this man. It is much better. I don't want to like to preach the gospel to such a person. It's very dangerous. Yeah, I risk my life if I do that. Stephanus hat's gemacht. We really prepare a way for the Lord to appear, and only God Himself could convince such a man. I think we all of us here, we wouldn't have a chance to convince this man. But we can see the power in this chapter. In verse 1 it says, he is breathing threats and murder. But then later in verse 13, they speak about 17, about a brother Saul. In verse 17, in a distance of 3 days, the Lord changed this whole heart and being of this person. There was really this whirlwind of Ezekiel 1 and worked in this situation. And this is wonderful to see. And in the book of Acts, we want to see the same thing happening today. And I believe it, that God can turn people in such a short time fully to Him, even those who are so much against the church. In the last 5 weeks, I've been also in Tübingen, and we have seen how the Spirit was whirling. Oh, in Heilbronn, sorry. And I want to see the whirlwind moving within me. And I want to see the whirlwind in my city also. When we speak about the book of Acts, we want to see the same thing happening. We need to believe the Lord that He can do the same thing here again. This is not a small matter. The Lord has to stir up the spirit of faith in us. This is really good. And Saul, he's even a chosen vessel. Today, we want to gain people for the Lord. People who are chosen for the Lord. I told the Lord, I want to me to show you where you have hidden them. Show me where these vessels are, that I can get them at my workplace where I start next week. I want to know who is chosen for the Lord's work. Who can I get from there for the further work of the Spirit? We can practically cooperate with the Lord. This is what the Lord wants to hear from us, that we exercise our faith and bring His word to Him. Praise the Lord. This is really important today. And the Lord wants to go on with us. The Lord needs further vessels that He can still use, that vessels that He's still missing. But first of all, He needs us. Like in Psalm 110, the scepter of His might, He will reach it out of Zion. So that means today in the church, we learn to do God's will. And the Lord is depending on His church. And one point with Saul, he is given to us as an example for his, when his speech in Acts 22:26-29, he says, "And I would that God, not only you, but also who hear me today, might become both almost and altogether such as I am." So, Paul wants that we all become his imitators. That doesn't mean we look to the person, we follow a man, but we want to believe, and we want to experience the same Spirit, and we want to see the same vision as he has seen, and we want to be imitators in his zeal. And this man was really a zealous person, and this God pleased. God was so pleased if we are zealous for his plan. Elijah was a man that was so zealous for God. I was so zealous for the God of hosts. Daniel prayed every day for the temple. David didn't want to have sleep until God has his house. And how about us today? Do we have such a prayer in us that the Lord can continue to write a book of Acts with us and with to gain such people like Saul, that the work of God can go on? I want to see this in me and in all of us, how God can equip such a people for Him today. I have no time to read the verses. Philippians 3, I want to show how zealous he was. I know these verses are well known, but this is referring to the revelation that God gave him in the book of Acts. I read it to you, verse 8, Philippians 3:8. Let's read together verse 8. "Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ."
Der redet wie ein Maschinengewehr. Das ist Wahnsinn. So schnell hat er. Mir.
Paul is an example. You can read to verse 14, but I think this is enough. And I want to show how this excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, this has changed his life so much. This vision that he had turned his life upside down. He was one who was in the wheel that moved. If you're in the wheel, you're one time on top, sometimes down. You are no time to settle down. It's good you're well through. This is very healthy. You get fully shaken. And Saul, Paul was a man who received a vision from God. So strong, this light from heaven and the voice of Jesus that spoke to him. "I'm Jesus, whom you persecute." And we in the church life today, we need such a clear vision about Jesus Christ, about the work that God is doing today. This is what God showed me my first Young People's Conference very clearly. I did not take so much with me from the Word. And I actually didn't want to go. I said to the brother, was my room at that time. I didn't even want to go there. But the Lord, it pleased to him. And the Lord wrote one word on my heart, and I never forgot it. And this was for me, like for Paul. And this was such a goal for my life. I want to become an overcomer. This never left my heart. I never forgot that. It's like 2 Corinthians 3 says, what God writes today, if He appears to us, it's not a writing with ink, like man is writing today. If a man writes to you, it's for 1 week on your heart, and then it's getting erased. You start to forget. But when God writes, He writes with the Spirit of the living God. And this is no more going out. This remains in your heart. And this is what we need to learn in the life of Paul. God did not appear to him only once in Acts 9, but He continuously appeared to him. And we read the verses from 1 Corinthians, from Acts 18. The Lord stood at his side in his night and spoke to him. And I added a few verses in the outline that show we always need a fresh vision. Paul wrote this book to the Philippians, and this appearance was still so fresh in him, and it was increasing in him. So the appearance of the Lord for His purpose that needs to increase and become clearer. And this is for our cooperation. One side, God gives us a vision. And on the other side, we can immediately serve the Lord. Acts 9. After these 3 days, when he was blind, he definitely prayed all the time. It is written, he prays. Outwardly, he didn't see anything anymore. But inwardly, the eyes of his heart were opened. And he repented definitely a lot. And God spoke to him in these 3 days.
Amen.
We need the Lord closes our eyes for all the other things that are so attractive around us. For the things of the world, I want to close my eyes for this. I want to be one who understands, who knows the will of the Lord, who knows the heart of the Lord. And we are these. And after these 3 days, we see this principle. And he, in verse 20, he preached to Christ in the synagogues. He received food, he was strengthened, went to Damascus and preached to Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Immediately. No wonder. All who heard him were amazed. They couldn't believe it. This man was well known to all Jews and the Christians at that time. But when he was sharing with the synagogue at this time, they were all amazed. So we can see how the Spirit of power worked. And this is our privilege to experience the same today. And he gained more and more power. And he confused the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. So quickly it happened. Then they want to kill him. He became dangerous to the Jews. We want to see how the Lord gains such people today in this time with us, where we are filled with the Spirit of power, Spirit of life. I think we also experience this. Praise the Lord.